This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Loveline with Dr. Chris starts.
3, 2, 1.
Now.
Happy, happy hump day, y'all. I got it right. I got it right. Wait, no! It's Tuesday! Oh my God. I was so proud of myself for a minute there. I don't know what happens. I think when I roll into the station, I go through like a black hole and I lose all time and space. That's how present I am with y'all. I'm just thinking about what I'm doing tonight. I'm not worried about day, week, time. Anyway, thanks for joining me. We got a good show planned. Question of the night's up on our Loveline IG page. Tonight's question is, what dating or hookup app do you think is the best and why? And later in the show, we're going to be talking about the best hookup apps and what they're all known for. You're going to shake your head at some of these because they never fail to let us down. I wasn't familiar with some of these, and I'm always trying to track the different ones and who they pull from and who's attracted to them. God bless it. God bless it. And of course, it's Tuesday, so we'll be doing a little freak on the streets later. Oh my gosh. I'm trying to just wish my life away. I'm always days ahead somehow. All right, so let's talk about a few things. WeHo. Wow, they are opening today. Lowell Farms. Ready for this one? For those that are outside of California and aren't used to our wacky ways, this one might make you go, wow. Cannabis Cafe is opening. It's a first of its kind, right? Because a lot of states are legalizing cannabis. So LA's got the first ever cafe. So basically, you really do want to Google this. It's stunning. They spared no expense. It's quite breathtaking. Very earthy, a lot of plants. And basically, first of its kind eatery where cannabis will be consumed with food. So the menu, and also they've got a lot of celebrity backers, Miley Cyrus, Sarah Silverman, Chris Rock, music producer Mark Ronson, all investors, interesting crowd. So it's going to be a menu, and it's going to be edibles infused with cannabis, and also the pre-rolled joints, oils, vaporizer pens. Customers can use these inside and outside the eatery on their outdoor patio. Again, it's stunning looking. And they have tons of vegan options, whoop, 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 including nachos with cauliflower. And as always, we love the cashew-based cheese. But worry not, they are going to have a state-of-the-art, top-of-the-line ventilation system that relies on charcoal and air-filtering plants. They've thought of everything, so you will not be, you know, eating in a cloud of smoke. I can't wait to check it out. I'm actually friends with the mixologist who put together their drink menu. Very crafted. So you're going to get all those fancy schmancy drinks. And yeah, it's going to be a whole thing. Wow. It's going to be a who's who. I'm definitely going to have to go check it out. It's going to probably be, I imagine it's going to be hard to get in the beginning. It's going to get flooded and it might be a little overwhelming. Kind of how Gracias Madre kind of still is, right? And it's kind of got that a little bit of a vibe. Those that aren't familiar, Gracias Madre is really stunning vegan restaurant, but tons of people go vegan or otherwise because it's just beautiful outdoor patio, awesome menu, really amazing tequila, wine list, all organic. I think a lot of locally grown. It's just a really cool scene. So anyway. Yeah, Lowell Farms. There's going to be more of those. I imagine that this might just pave the way for a lot of other kind of cafes and restaurants like it. So we'll see how it goes. But I mean, again, the amount of money and time they put into this one, boof. On some bad news, trans man loses battle for registry as father of his child. This one bums me out. So basically, a judge ruled in a landmark case that the transgender man who gave birth is not going to be allowed to register as the child's father. He'll be defined legally as the child's mother. Now, the reason why this is wacky is because basically the trans man is legally allowed to identify now as a man, legally, on his identification and his passport and on airplanes, but won't be able to appear on the child's birth certificate as the father, but instead as the mother. And we're somehow thinking that that makes sense and as though that's healthy and logical. If you can legally change your gender on your identification, which is, again, like that's state-based, why can't you do it on the birth certificate of your child? And who cares? Who cares? Let the man have his male identification. It's a birth certificate. It's not that deep. Like, it really isn't. What's the issue? The judge ruled against it. Why do you care? But that's why I'm really eager for a new wave of people to enter the criminal injustice system and make some changes, get some new judges in there that are from our generation and understand these things because, you know, no shade. We're actually full shade. We got some old school people in there that just don't understand the way the world is working these days. You know what I mean? Like, that's what's going on. We got to meet people where they're at. That's my whole thing. Don't squeeze people into longstanding institutions. Put people first. Mm-hmm. Institutions need to change and evolve to meet people where they're at, mm-hmm. you know, not vice versa. Come on, this is a human being we're talking about and his child. And think of the social damage and psychological damage where the child's looking at the birth certificate going, Mom, Dad, what? That's a mess. I'm not okay with that. And also, in good news, swooping back around, high school senior gets crowned the homecoming royalty in a golden dress. That's right. Tennessee, love it. Brandon Allen, 17, becomes homecoming royalty, receives the honor in a sequin dress. Wait for it, though. Not everyone can handle that. One of the teachers tweeted out, today I found out that lots of adults have a lot of real strong feelings about who wins homecoming. Since they care so much about what goes on at school, I look forward to seeing them on campus contributing to the school in other ways real soon as well. I love that. Y'all care so much, come help out with the school they're worried about. But props to Brandon. He identifies as gay, went on his IG and basically said, I'm honored to be nominated as homecoming queen. Thank you everyone who contributed to this. Blah, 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 blah. Thank you so much, everyone. I mean, you know, again, it's 2019, 21st century. We're giving people what they want. And again, I'm glad that we're letting any gender be homecoming queen because, again, it's just a school tradition. Yeah. It's not that deep. Let everyone do what they need to do. Everyone in the school is very supportive of that. Like, that's exciting to me, you know? Ah, yeah, birth certificate. The work never ends. All right, coming up next, we're going to be talking about the different dating apps, talking about which ones are for what, which ones are most successful with what, and then we're going to be talking about an interesting story, which we're going to follow up on. A lot of legal mumbo-jumbo in it, but basically stand by for this one. A woman's being charged for being topless in her own home. Oh, yeah, folks. Listening to Love Line with Dr. Chris on the new Channel Q and radio.com.
Love Line. This is Love Line with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.
All right. It's Tuesday night. I'm going to say that every segment. I'm proud of myself. I got it right this time. All right, question night's up on our IG page. It's about apps. And which ones do you think are the best? I get asked this frequently in my practice by single individuals, and I'm always trying to guide them towards the ones that tend to offer different things. You know, I listen to my clients based on ones they're at, what they're looking for. So I get a sense of who's doing what and what kind of responses they're getting. So let's break down some of them. It really always comes back to the same thing, which is Tinder still dominates as the most used, most popular dating app, period, across the board. Ready for this one? Tens of millions of daily active users. Tens of millions. That's a quite a... We got right there. Jeffrey's waving his hand. He's like, yo, I'm one of those. It's one of the most widespread dating apps in existence. So for those that just want one, but they want to keep it simple, they want to just swipe their little lives away, Tinder it is. The beauty of that is that you're literally trying to find dates while not even on it at work because your profile still exists. People can still find you and match with you. That's the beauty of it. And again, you can set a search parameter so you can search it, gosh, around the world. I mean, you can go global if you want, or you can go as far as 1 mile. Keep it real easy. There's a time when I probably would have had mine on like 0.5 miles because I just want to walk a few blocks. I don't have any time to be cruising down to the east side or west side. So Tinder it is. That's basically based on those who want the largest selection possible. That's the best that Tinder could really tout itself for, largest selection. It can't promise what kinds of people, what they're looking for. That's where you go if you want the largest number. Now, if you want something that's geared towards proximity and convenience, you want to go to Happn. Happn is about proximity-based dating. So it links you up with people that are kind of in your vicinity or going to places that are near you. So although its numbers are not as high as Tinder, so it's a smaller pool you're pulling from, that's going to be more proximity-based. And it's going to be based on, again, the kinds of places that people are going. Sit with that one. Now, if we're talking about same-sexed, ready for this one. This number is kind of shocking too. Grindr, everyone's pretty much familiar with that. Grindr is the most widely used gay dating app. Ready for this one? 74% of gay men are using the app. 70, and again, producer Jeffrey's got his hand up on that one. 74% of gay men are using that app. That's an astonishing stat. 74%? Woof. So again, Tinder, if you want the largest general population for same-sex, opposite-sex. Grindr, if you want the largest selection of gay men. But again, it doesn't necessarily promise anything outside of that. We've talked extensively about some of the issues on there where there can be racism, body shaming, femphobia, HIV, STI shaming. So there's a lot of problematic things that go on there. Again, we talked about how, you know, Grindr launched their campaign around ethics, saying try to do better, but that doesn't mean much. You know what I mean? It's still the health of the users themselves. So again, you want mad numbers, go to Grindr. Now, Scruff is another one for gay men, but they only have about 31% of gay men using that app. So Grindr, 74% of gay men are using it. Scruff, only 31%. My understanding is Scruff is more relationally based, where Grindr skews a little more sex-based. Jeffrey, is that your understanding?
No,
it's not. Mm-hmm. What's your understanding?
Scruff is more of like a dating app for folks that are like tend to be like quote unquote bears or people who have like facial hair or body hair and are open with that. That's more of like a Scruff.
And what crowd would be on Grindr?
Every other kind of gay.
Emmy, you on Grindr, girl?
Michaela from the morning show.
How you find Michaela on the morning shows on Grindr? Yeah. She's like, I'm making all these gay male friends. Oh, how did I forget? I forget the full story, but we had someone on with us and she accidentally not knowing.
Right,
when Grindr first started, she had her little profile on there. What did she say? She couldn't understand why no one was matching with her?
People kept messaging her saying she posted food.
Oh, that's right. People were messaging her thinking she was trans and trying to figure out her situation. God bless. You know, she just wanted love. She just went on there looking for love. I wonder, I guess she wasn't confused when she saw her face and then just dudes. Yeah. Just dudes otherwise. Like, wow, I'm the only female on here? No light bulb went off. Bless. Okay, now I've talked about this one before. It's called Feld. It used to be called Thrinder, but, you know, Tinder swooped right in there and started a legal issue, so they changed their name to Feld. This one is completely based in people looking for polyamory or three ways.
Ooh.
So if you're looking for something alternative, you're a little kinky, you want Feld. It's F-E-E-L-D. So go on that bad boy for those that are poly or want threesomes. I mean, smart, right? Like, you go on the other apps and people aren't necessarily looking for that or open that. I work with some couples that are poly and they're like, where do I go to find people? Because a lot of them are unsure if they should put that on their profile. That's going to turn people off, if they'll be given an opportunity to kind of do a little education. So Feld is going to be what you're going to be looking for. Here's a new one that I wasn't familiar with, Pure. This one is basically for those that just want to hook up and they want to avoid time wasters. Ready for how they pull that one off? I actually kind of love this. So in order to just be hookup focused, bam, 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 wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, they erase your profile every 60 minutes. You got 60 minutes and then they erase your profile. So, but I get it. You're like, you got an hour, you're looking for something. The people that are on there, they're also looking because in 60 minutes it's gone. So there's no one that's just kind of floating around for the day on and off. It's called Pure. I wonder where the name came from, because they're just purely looking for what they're looking for. But anyway, so those that, you know, because I've heard people be frustrated with these other ones, like looking for a hookup on Tinder or Grindr, and it's not happening. And then finally, there's one called TapDat. TapDat, this one only gives you, I guess it's not only, but it gives you 72 hours to make a move before they lock the conversation on you. Immediacy. It's all about immediacy. In and out, y'all. All right, so that's the world of sex and dating. Coming up next, we're going to talk about a woman who's going to court. She's being charged with a Class A misdemeanor for being topless in her own home. Excuse me. Gotta hear this one. Is there a lawyer in the house? Listening to Love Line with Dr. Chris on the new Channel Q and radio.com.
Love Line
with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.
All right. Tuesday night, y'all. Oh my God. How are we not further along in the week? I hope y'all feel my pain. I feel your pain. My goodness. Every time Monday rolls around, I'm like, again? Wait, we have to do this all again? And I don't mean the show, I mean life.
Not enough self-care over the weekend.
The weekends need to be longer. Monday comes too soon. And Monday is such an adulting kind of day where you're like, all right, you know, I got to like get ready for the week. I got the stressors start getting triggered. Woo. I moved all weekend though, so I didn't have a day off. I was, why are you looking at me like that?
You hired movers.
How dare you? I did. I hired people to pack my place and move me, but I still, under the duress of having to move, I had to unpack my own things.
I love you.
Oh, my cat was a handful. I literally, you should see the scars. That poor thing was so scared. She clawed me and I allowed it because I was like little nugget scared. She was going to town on my body. I have like ripped up, but she feels safe now. She has settled in. Yeah, we're going to be okay. all right. So question that's up on our Love on IG page. It's what apps do you think are the best and why? I'm going to take a little side note. Okay. Let's talk about a story that really makes me shake my head now. It's interesting because there's so many different perspectives. We're going to track this one because I'm interested to see legally where this all lands. So essentially, a Utah woman is being charged and the headline is for being topless in her own home. So we got to break it down because there's three different stories that are being told. There's the journalist's version, the woman's version, and the police version. So the version that the journalist is putting out there is basically saying this woman and her husband were installing insulation, in their garage. They both had that, you know, itchy stuff on their skin or whatever. So they stripped off their clothes and the woman was topless. And while doing so in her garage, her stepchildren came down the stairs. They were a little embarrassed, they said. And the woman in the journalist report said, well, if you can see your dad's chest bare, you can see mine. It doesn't matter. This isn't a sexual thing, blah, 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 blah. And somehow, I love this, somehow, we don't know how, but the police caught wind of this, which is like a very odd thing for the police to catch wind of. But basically, they are filing criminal charges against the 27-year-old woman, and she faces three counts of lewdness involving a child, which is a Class A misdemeanor, and if convicted, would go to jail and be put on the sex offender registry for the next 10 years. Now, this is an example where Megan's Law was put into place. John Walsh, who does, it was called America's Next Most, John Walsh does, I'm talking about?
America's Most Wanted.
America's Most Wanted, right. So his child was kidnapped and maybe possibly raped, but I know his young 10-year-old was kidnapped. He helped pass a law called Megan's Law. And what that did is it made sex offender laws a little too sensitive. So although the intent was there to help protect people, it's putting people that pee in public, people that are accidentally found nude in public for a multitude of reasons, possibly on the sex offender law. Sex offender law is really problematic because the umbrella under which it catches people is far too wide, and it doesn't allow them to get jobs. It doesn't allow them to be near playgrounds. Again, someone caught publicly urinating is not a threat to society. I'm sorry, they're not. They're not a sexual predator, but yet they're lumped together. So here's an example. This woman isn't a sexual predator. This woman is not a threat to society sexually, but she could end up for 10 years on the sex offender registry. Please know that that's a big deal. If you're not familiar with what that means, again, it impacts employment. You have to let some neighbors know that you're on the registry. Your name is and face is on the registry. You have to stay a couple hundred feet from playgrounds. You can't live near one. It's a big deal. So basically, that's being battled. Now, let's look at her story, because her story in her report is quite different. Her story is she was in the garage with her husband. They were both wearing long sleeve shirts and protective clothing. They were sweaty and itchy. They stripped down to their underwear only, left their dirty clothes near the door, and then the kids, 13, 10, and 9, saw her, and that's her story. Now, the deputy attorney gives yet a third account, saying that she stripped down in front of her stepchildren after making a statement about how if her husband could do it, so could she, and he further alleges that that she was also under the influence of alcohol and said that she would only put her shirt back on if her husband pulled out his penis. So we have three very different accounts. I'm unclear how the cops got involved. I'm unclear how their account came to be. So we're going to track this one. Why? Because this is a big deal to me. If you can't be topless in your own home, and please know, nudity is not traumatic. It's okay to see nudity. It's okay to see naked body. A lot of parents will shower with their children up until the age of their children getting uncomfortable. This is something culturally we have to kind of unpack and sit with. So we're going to keep this conversation going and track this one. So hang in there. I'm on the case. Coming up next, We're going to be talking about some positive movements in the world of trying to get female inclusivity happening. Listening to Love Line, Dr. Chris on the new Channel Q and radio.com.
Love Line. This is Love Line with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.
All right, y'all, time for those DMs.
Into the DMs.
Sliding the DMs is brought to you by our friends at Trojan Condoms because it's a big old sexy world and we want you to explore it with confidence. Here we go. Hey, Dr. Chris. So I know for a fact, I love that, for a fact that one of my friend's partners is cheating on her. Do I bring it up or just stay in my lane? I know if it were me, I'd want to know, but I don't want to overstep my boundaries. So I would tell your friend, why? Because you're kind of outside of this. It's your friend's partner. If you were friends with the person cheating, that'd be a whole different conversation we have. But you're friends with the person being cheated on. And so, yeah, you tell them. I think your friend would really lose trust in you if you were keeping information from them. And I don't know why you wouldn't share that with your friend, because I don't know if it's about, I don't think you sharing that with your friend is not staying in your lane. I think you staying in your lane is to tell them if you have a lot of closeness and intimacy. So yeah, let your friend know. I'm curious how you know for a fact, but yeah, you got to give your friend a little elbow and be like, yo, it's come to my knowledge that your partner's cheating on you. Sit them down, have an adult conversation, find out why they're choosing that solution and what that's about. And your friend will probably be like, thank you for letting me know, because now I can have an honest conversation and a more honest relationship and we can move forward and fix whatever the problem is. Slide in the DMs is brought to you by our friends at Trojan Condoms because it's a big old sexy world and we want you to explore with confidence. All right, coming up next, we're going to be talking about Barbie. What? Yeah, I know, Mattel, y'all got to stop. You keep giving me things to talk about. Listening to Love Line with Dr. Chris on the new Channel Q and radio.com.
Love Line. This is Love Line with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.
Ready. Because you know why? It's Tuesday night. Not funny anymore? Okay. Question of the night's up on our IG page. Its question is, what dating or hookup app do you think is the best? And why? Why? Tell me. You know, we gotta get people love. People are looking for sex and love. And we, by God, it, we're going to help you get there. Mm-hmm. There was a minute. I mean, do you remember this? We were going to maybe do the Love Line version of The Bachelor, where we're going to try to set someone up with some sexy singles. We'll have to try to still come back and do that. That could either be funny or that could be like the biggest nightmare, most complex thing we ever take on this show, because it stresses me out thinking about it. Anywho, I digress. Okay, so tonight we're just talking about, we're going all in. We're going deep with some lighthearted stuff. So Mattel, this is so fascinating. I need to do a little deeper digging to find out who's running their organization, because they're constantly breaking boundaries with what they're putting forward. And Mattel is the manufacturer and company that produces Barbie, which is iconic and one of the most famous dolls that exists still. And they're constantly pushing the boundaries. It's quite impressive. So in the past, they started adding different races, different body sizes, backgrounds. We talked a couple months ago on Loveline about how they introduced a wheelchair using doll, dolls also that had prosthetics. They really wanted people to be able to see themselves in dolls. Again, amazing for mental health. Representation's hyper important. So they've done it again. This one's quite interesting. So Barbie has teamed up with Virgin Atlantic, and they're trying to, as they say, reach for the skies and get into STEM. It's all about STEM. But basically, Barbie and Virgin Atlantic has a new collection, and they're basically trying to give females representation in male-dominated careers. So the new line is going to have a flight attendant. That's not shocking, but also a female pilot and a female engineer. And what's really kind of amazing is I'm looking at their uniforms and it's dead on. And I also didn't realize this as well. So the dolls are going to have, the cabin crew is going to pay homage to the iconic Virgin America uniform that was designed by, ready for this, Vivian Westwood. Ooh. I didn't know that. Wow. I'm a huge Vivian Westwood fan. Love her boots. Love her shoes, love some of her accessories, some of her dress shirts. Always a big fan because she's always putting a little bit of a funky punk rock spin on everything. I mean, those that aren't familiar, she was part of the Sex Pistols squad, dressing them from the UK. Just always pushing boundaries, very environmental. Love her, anti-capitalism. She does a lot of activism. I did not know, though, that she did the Virgin Atlantic red iconic uniform. Anyway, the doll's going to be featured in that. It's kind of cool. I mean, Mattel, you were like Fast and Furious. Y'all are on it. Whoever's in your development team, well done. So here's another zinger, and I got a little backstory in the studio here when we were off air. So Elsa might reportedly get a girlfriend in Frozen 3, but apparently Emmy and Jess, what's her name, Jeffrey?
Wow.
Who are you over there? Oh. I'm bad with names.
My name?
That's right.
Oh, hell no.
JJ. Little JJ. They were telling me that supposedly in Frozen 2, Elsa was supposed to have had a girlfriend. So they might be clickbaiting us. What we'd call this? I mean, the article's clickbait, but what would you call it when they're trying to like trap you into watching the show or the movie? Okay, we'll go with it. So anyway, according to reports, Elsa might be featuring a girlfriend in, I mean, that's really all I got to say about that. We're going deep. We're doing some deep, powerful journalism tonight here on Loveline. But let me share this one with you. This kind of, school. School's quite a traditional institution, and it's where a lot of norms and values can be dismantled or strengthened and solidified. Ready for this one? So where's this school? Houston, Texas. God bless you, Houston, Texas. They decided it'd be a good idea, above the lockers, in the main hallway, in gigantic letters, to put up a quote, a little bit of a mantra, that they just wanted to use to inspire better behavior. I quote, it says, "The more you act like a lady, the more he'll act like a gentleman." Oh my God. So the implication in that is that if a man is not acting like a gentleman, it's your fault because you're not acting like a lady. You don't deserve to be treated appropriately, apparently. That is a horrible message. It's victim blaming. It's misogynistic as hell. Whoa. Who puts that in big ball letters in the hallway of a high school? Anyway, understandably, people are not happy with this and they're pushing back, but this stuff cracks me up. Never a dull moment in what's going on in schools. Truly, truly, truly. And we're going to close on another story that makes me shake my head. It's going viral. You're familiar with the purity movement, right? Where people literally promise their virginity to their father. They do ceremonies. The girl in this article, she's wearing a wedding dress. She's 17. She literally has a ring put on by her father, and she pledges abstinence to him. Because apparently it's offensive to him, were she to decide as an adult or empowered female to have sexuality. Somehow it's about him. I don't know why it's made about the father, but it is. I find it very creepy. I find it psychologically very problematic, and I find it very sex negative and disempowering. But this is a norm in some communities. Very religious based. Again, very sexist and misogynistic. Support your children in making healthy decisions. By 17, it's actually quite normative to have had sexuality, you know? So it's quite abnormal to not. Not that everyone needs to, but sexual developmental milestones, relational developmental milestones are important. And we need to talk to people about how to engage in sex in healthier, better ways. Because the studies show that people that subscribe to abstinence still have sex. They just have less safe sex and less sex with pleasure because they don't know how to have those conversations. They don't know how to ask for what they're looking for, and they struggle to set boundaries. So it actually works against them. It sets them back. That's why I say it's really problematic in terms of sexual health and wellness. Can't be afraid of sex, y'all. All right. Coming up next, we're going to do a little freak on the streets. Listening to Loveline with Dr. Chris on the new Channel Q and radio.com.
Loveline. This is Loveline with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.
All right, we're back. I feel like I lived an entire lifetime during that break. I made a lot of use of those 7 minutes. All right, y'all, guess what? It's time for some freak on the streets.
Freak on the streets.
All right, having a 70s moment there all the time with that opener. All right, what you got?
Is it wrong to date your friend's mom?
Whoa, didn't expect that one. Like, that is from like a like one of those movies you get high to, and it's about like some dude trying to date someone's mom. Is it wrong to date your friend's mom? Well, let's reframe it. It's not wrong, but you're going to definitely want to have a convo with your friend. And I'm not sure if like you guys have gone out yet, but yeah, you might want to sit your friend down and be like, "Yo, dude, your mom asked me out," or like, "Me and your mom matched on Tinder. How do you feel about that?" I mean, here's the thing. In the most ideal of all ideal worlds, where everyone is operating from the most highest level of total maturity, I would love for everyone to say, "Hey, I will put aside whatever discomfort I might feel in my heart so that you can have an opportunity to find love. And I support whatever it is, my ex, my mom." But we don't always live in that world. And you got to really weigh in on how important your friendship is, because here's what happens. If it doesn't go well, it might ruin your friendship. Even if it does go well, it might ruin your friendship. I mean, that might be hard to hear. So I would say you got to talk to your friend about it. I always advise that. Whenever you want to date someone that might have an impact on someone in your life, lovingly and transparently say, hey, listen, I want to talk this out with you. No one should be upset at the proposition of anything. It's a conversation. Process it. See how that your friend feels. See what their thoughts are. Weigh it all out. How close is this friend? Does it put your friendship at risk? How meaningful is their mom? It just sounds wrong, no matter how I frame it. Wow, is it wrong to date your friend's mom? It's a rough one. It's a rough one. Talk it out. All right, what else you got?
So what if you don't like going on the dating apps, but you are having a hard time meeting someone in real life?
You know, man, a lot of people have a lot of thoughts about the dating apps. Nicole Alvarez from K-Rock, she flat out absolutely refuses and wants nothing to do with them. I get that. I respect that. A lot of mess comes with them. You're encountering a lot of people's trauma and their inabilities to be a good person, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I just think that there's a lot of value in it. You can practice boundaries. You can practice communication. You can practice courtship, excuse me. And you have a multitude of options that are accessible to you because you can, again, set the proximity as far as you want. There are a lot of really good people on there that are just working a lot or they're not into the bar scene. But yeah, if you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. It's just a lot harder out there in the real world to take the time and confidence, go up and hit on someone. You have to be hyper social at times. I don't know. It's a numbers game. Dating's really a numbers game. And so for some people, it helps them with the chances. I mean, I don't know. It's just part of kind of where we are culturally as well. I think it's really important for people to have a little bit of a knowledge and a comfort with it. I think it's part of it. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not mad at it, but yeah. Is that it? That's all we get? All right.
We have one more.
We do?
Yeah.
So why am I not getting many matches on Tinder?
Oh, man. I'd have to look at your profile. That's a rough one. I'd say this. Sometimes people put really triggering pictures or comments in their bios. We were just talking about this as a group. Some people put things like must love dogs. Well, that would be hard for someone like me. I don't hate dogs, but I don't love them. I don't know your dog. I mean, like, that turns me off. Some people are anti-cat. I have a cat. Some people put pictures where they have a lot of alcohol, and that might trigger some people where they think that you're really into partying or you're not someone who's very grounded. I mean, really go through and look at your pictures and say, what would this picture tell someone about me that I don't know, that doesn't know me? Like, what might it speak in terms of my priorities, what I like to do with my downtime? Because people have conscious and unconscious associations with things. So I always tell people, unless you really want to lead prominently with something, use more neutralized photos that don't have things that have really powerful reactions tied to them. You know, you got to be very thoughtful. And also your bio. I want people to put like a pretty comprehensive bio so people can assess compatibility, but also be careful again with the concepts and themes and words that you use because people don't know you and they're going to, you know, so maybe neutralize your responses more. Also ask your friends how good your photos are. You might not be putting the greatest photos of yourself up there. All right, coming up next, we're going to do a question of the night. So still some time to weigh in on that on our IG page. Listening to Love Line with Dr. Chris on the new channel Q and radio.com.
Love Line
with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.
All right, y'all. Question of the night time.
Question of the night.
That's right. All right. So tonight's question was about dating apps. We wanted to know what dating or hookup apps do you think are the best and why? Get your notepads out, y'all. Take notes. We're about to change lives here. Give you the inside scoop. All right. Someone said Bumble. Because I was in control as a woman seeking a man and I found my bae on it. Well done. Well done. So those that do not understand what that means, Bumble, for the people of opposite genders, the female makes the first move. They match and the female initiates conversation. But congrats, you found your bae. Smiley face you put after that. So apparently it's still going well. Well done. Well done. I didn't do so great on Bumble. I was on Bumble a long time ago. I don't know. It just wasn't my thing. It wasn't my thing. Did you? Okay. Jeffrey's on it. We'll see what he says. Someone else said, I met the most amazing, lovely man on OkCupid. Couldn't be happier. Aw. Okay. 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 What are you making a face over there for? Got a lot of faces tonight. What's
very
going on,
cis,
Jeffrey?
I feel like OkCupid, very okay. Cis, like white.
Someone else said, well, here we go. Match. Better quality people. because everyone's paying. Fewer people are just doing it for kicks when it costs money. You also said, okay, Cupid, more variety of people, but not actually very serious in general. Tinder, post-apocalyptic wasteland of dating. Okay, I'm going to take that as you didn't enjoy yourself on that one. Plenty of fish. Don't. Just don't. I never hear people talking about that one. I actually, for a while, didn't think that was actually a real one. I thought it was kind of like just like an urban legend. And then others, you said, don't know, kind of just gave up on the ones above. Yeah, so basically, I think you're saying Match is the only good one because you pay. Tinder, wow, you really don't like Tinder, though. Someone said Ancestry.com? That's a joke, right? Right? Is that a joke? Ancestry.com. I don't understand. I've never used that. So someone else said Bumble. Wow. Okay. Bumble. Someone else said Hinge. Been a minute since I've used any of them though. Hinge. Okay. Someone said I've had the most success with dating on Tinder, even though it's an app known for hookups. I've had Bumble for a while, but nothing has led anywhere. All right. Yes.
Tinder is more of a hookup app for like straight couples,
okay,
quote unquote. Because okay, I feel like for gay men, it's if you want to like hook up, you go to Grindr. But if you want like a relationship, you go to Tinder.
Okay, I appreciate that. Where there's not like a hetero version of Grindr, really.
Mm-mm, no.
How about adult friend finder?
Oh,
that's right. put that microphone down. someone else said Hinge, in my opinion, instant feedback, more content than most apps. That is true. Hinge allows you to leave comments on people's photos and kind of leave little mantras. And yeah, it's a little more engaging. Although sometimes you can be on these things and just see a lot of the same people, which isn't bad. It just is what it is. Someone else said, personally, I prefer matching apps like Tinder and Bumble, maybe Hinge. Okay. The big three. That's kind of the trifecta of tonight. Somebody else said, I've got good use from Bumble and Plenty of Fish. Really? Bumble's swiping helps to... excuse me, my finger just moved that. Go back and read that again. Give me a second. Okay, there we go. Bumble's swiping helps to thin out the options a bit as well as having to make the first move. Yeah, because again, Bumble, the female makes the first move. Someone else said, Bumble worked great for me. All right, y'all love Bumble. Bumble worked great for me. You said, a lot of my friends who are using apps now say that Hinge has the most serious app culture. Huh. All right. Are you on Hinge, Jeffrey?
I just downloaded it. Wow.
How many apps you downloaded?
Six.
Damn, six.
She's trying to find older man.
Yeah, you were on the hunt. Someone's hungry over there. Okay, someone else said dating apps preference. They said Hinge, personal favorite, even though I'm not looking for a relationship. If I were, I don't think I'd go with Hinge in trying to find someone. Okay, someone else said depends on your location. Someone else said it's all an S show. But I think the best is Bumble and Coffee Meets Bagel. I haven't heard anyone mention that one in a long time. Huh. I hear good things about Hinge. OkCupid's a dumpster fire. Tinder's mostly a waste of time, and most people I talk to are bitchy. God. Ay, ay, ay. Someone else said Grindr. Someone else said Scruff's become a much friendlier environment to meet people. Good. I like hearing that, you know, we're doing a little better. Someone else said they're all trash. Someone else in all caps said thirst. Oh my God. Somebody else said smoke signals. I mean, you're going old school with smoke signals. You're going old school. I'm not sure which ones you send up that, you know, help you find matches, but well done. Someone else said doesn't matter. It's all the same lesbians on all the different apps anyway. Yeah, I get that idea. I could see where, like, people like Jeffrey over here who's got six downloaded, you're just going to keep swiping around seeing his face everywhere.
It's
God
the same
bless.
People on every app.
And then finally someone said FetLife. Those that aren't familiar with FetLife, it's essentially, in shorthand, I'd say, the kink Facebook. My favorites historically had been Tinder. Mm. I used to do real well on Tinder. Okay. I cleaned up, you know, I wasn't really a fan of the other apps so much though. I was very relationally driven and Tinder was the only one where people, I shouldn't say it like that. Cause hookups are relational. I was very romantic, relationally driven, and I wasn't wanting to participate so much in hookup culture. And so Tinder was great for me because it seemed to be people that wanted to go on dates, you know, because that's where I was living, you know. Let me quickly tell you, though, we're having a one-year anniversary promotion. Go to wearechannelq.com to enter. And it's coming out day and the one-year anniversary of Channel Q. We're going to fly you and a friend to LA for the weekend, take you out in WeHo. We're going to get drinks at the Abbey, put you up in a hotel, and give you two tickets to LA's biggest event, the We Can Survive concert at the Hollywood Bowl with Taylor Swift, T-Swift, Lizzo, Jonas Brothers, and the list goes on. We are channelq.com to enter and win. Coming up next, DMs. You're listening to Loveline with Dr. Chris on the new Channel Q and radio.com.
Loveline
with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.
All right, we're back. It's time for some DMs.
Sliding into the DMs.
Sliding the DMs is brought to you by our friends at Trojan Condoms, because it's a big old sexy world and we want you to explore with confidence. All right, here we go. Hey, Loveline team. My boyfriend of a year is wonderful and treats me very well. I love hearing that, because a lot of times these DMs are quite the opposite, so it's nice to hear that. However, here we go. There's one thing that truly irritates me, and that is he is constantly either looking through his phone or has it right by his side in case he gets a message. Whenever I try to talk to him about it, he gets very defensive and upset. I don't suspect he's cheating or anything. I just genuinely wish he'd want to spend time with me without feeling the need to constantly be on his phone. Is there a better way I can bring this up? No, I don't know how else we'd bring it up. Here's the thing, though. I want everyone to hear this. Let's make this like a teachable moment. So it's rude to be on your phone when someone's trying to have a conversation with you or you're on a date, right? And it's become very normalized where people will talk to you over their phone, right, while they're on it. And just know that, you know, we've talked about this before, neurologically, you cannot multitask. You can't do two things at once. You're going to be more focused on one or the other, and the transition back and forth actually decreases your ability to be present with either. So I tell people, do one thing at a time. If you're going to be on your phone, say to whoever you're with, hey, give me 1 second, I'm going to use my phone. If you're going to watch television, watch television. If you're going to be on your phone, pause television, go on your phone. But one thing at a time, just be present to whatever you're doing. If you're going to be on your phone, that's great. Be on your phone. If you're going to be with your friend, be with your friend. If you're going to watch television, watch television, right? One thing at a time. So I think it's fair for people to expect full attention, because what happens is our phone becomes what we call an intimacy buffer. It's a way to really back out of being fully present or vulnerable, to be fully in our bodies or connected to another person, because you can't really be, again, fully present or fully embodied if you're both tracking what you're doing on your phone and also trying to listen to what someone's saying. You're not really going to hear them. So I think it's appropriate for people to ask you to be fully focused. But if you've lovingly sat down and said, hey, listen, it's really hard for me when you're on your phone. No, there's no magic way to say that. I mean, you just say that. And unfortunately, this person isn't taking that seriously. So what I'd say to you is, if you're with him and he's on his phone, sit silently. Don't try to talk to him while he's on his phone and wait until he refocuses and then keep talking. But again, yeah, you bring it up, and if he's not willing to make any changes, he's not willing to make any changes. I mean, that's the sad thing, is any question that's how do I change someone's behavior isn't really a fair question. Thankfully, there's no psychology to make you change someone's behavior. And I don't want the ability to do so. We have to learn how to accept people as they are. So if you're dating someone who just doesn't care enough to be present with you, well, then that's a couple's issue. And you need to talk about that and say, look, I'm in a relationship with you. You're very disrespectful, and it makes me not want to continue to be in a relationship with you. And put the onus on him. Say to him, what would you like me to do? Because I can't even have this conversation with you without you getting upset, right? So it's a couple's issue. It's an issue around respect. And if he's not willing to do anything about it, he wants to stay defensive, your options are really you deal with it or you leave the relationship. I mean, it's a really hard thing to have to tell someone, but like, that's what it really comes down to. I can't make someone focus on you if they don't want to. Slide in the DMs is brought to you by our friends at Trojan Condoms, because it's a big old sexy world. We want you to explore with confidence. That's our show. We'll be back tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern. And as always, our show is podcasted at wearechannelq.com. As always, thanks for hanging out with me, and you have an awesome, awesome night.